But they were down there then.
And then the automobile, is that the way you went to the coast? Or?
Yeah.
Is that the first means of transportation?
The first time that I was ever on the Gulf Coast was in 51.
Mm-hmm. And you went in by automobile?
Mm-hmm.
So the reason you didn't hear the term was that you really hadn't been...
We'd read about the bios down there, you know, mm-hmm. but I hadn't seen one until in 51.
Okay.
Well, I got to go down there real often.
What do you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across? In other words, if you saw an area...
A gully.
Okay. If there has been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across a road or a field, you would call that place what?
A gully.
Okay. What do you call a small stream of water?
Creek or branch.
Do you call it anything else? I'm just kind of exploring all possibilities there.
Creek or branch or river.
What?
Small rivers, you know.
Uh-huh. What would you call the names of some streams in your neighborhood?
Well, there's Pearl River and Sue and Lovey.
Is that a river?
Mm-hmm.
What about smaller areas, like some of the brooks, maybe? Or?
Tallahassee Creek and Bogahoma Creek and Tallahoma Creek and Big Creek. And
what about, do you have any branches or forks?
Brushy branch. And
do you have any areas like that are called forks? That wouldn't be a term in your...
Reedy Creek.
Mostly creeks and branches.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call a very small rise in the land? You know, if it's kind of going...
Hill.
A hill? All right. What would you call it if it's very large, much higher so than a hill?
Mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off sharp would be called what?
Cliff.
Up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you would call that a what? If you're way up in the mountains, say, and there's a road and it goes across a low place in the mountains so that the mountains are higher than the road, you would be going through an area which you might call what?
Tunnel.
Okay. If there was nothing on top now, I don't know where the light could come down. Have you ever driven through Mont Eagle, you know, going to Nashville?
I don't remember what it was called.
Well, what... Would you have any special name for it?
No.
What about any of these terms? Do they sound familiar? Something like a notch or a gap or a clove or a pass?
Must be a pass.
What would you call it, a pass?
I would.
Okay. Are there mountains? There aren't any mountains in Mississippi, are there?
Mm-hmm.
So that term might not be...
I don't know anything about the mountains.
Okay. Well, you know a lot about the water, I know. Well, what would you call an area where boats stop and upon which freight is unloaded?
Pier or dock.
And what would you call a place where a large amount of water falls a long distance?
Waterfalls.
A kind of white, hard paved road along that runs like city sidewalks might be called what?
Highway.
Alright. What would you call most of the important roads around your area?
The big
roads. What name would you give them?
Highway 84 and I-59.
Okay. And what are they made out of?
Concrete.
A little road that goes off the main road is called what?
Blacktop.
If it doesn't have a blacktop, what might you call it?
Gravel.
Suppose you came to a man's farm down the public